another video. I'm filming on my phone because of the fact that for some reason my computer camera's not working. So hopefully this is good quality. It seems like it'll be fine. Just gonna make sure everything's working real quick. There we go. Let's see. Okay. Sounds like it is. All right, so today I want to talk about another subject that is wrong in Calvinism, or that Calvinists will teach that is completely just against what the Bible clearly teaches, and that is that they say that having faith is a work. So they'll lump those two things into the same category. Now, the Bible tells us very clearly that faith is a condition for which we are saved. You know, it talks about in Romans chapter 5, verse 2, that it is through faith that we have access into grace. The Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith. The Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. The Bible says, with your heart you believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, in Romans chapter 10. So it's not that, you know, what the Calvinists teach, that basically that God regenerates you, and because he already picks you to be one of his children, he forces you to be regenerated, then that basically makes you want to believe. And so they believe that that's just an evidence of salvation. They believe that regeneration precedes faith. But the Bible teaches that salvation and regeneration and having eternal life and all these things are something that takes place after you believe in Jesus, and it's your own personal choice to believe in Jesus as your Savior. But they have this false doctrine rule. They will try to say that faith is a work. Now, right off the bat, anybody here who is familiar with Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 to 9, knows that that's ridiculous, because the Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So the Bible very clearly tells us that salvation, yes, it is by faith, and it says it's not of works. So faith cannot be a work, because the Bible says salvation is by faith, by grace through faith, and it says it's not by works, okay? Now, they'll try to use John chapter 6 as their only proof text, and this is the only place that they can twist to try to teach this. But let's read the context, because they'll just quote one of the verses in this little passage to try to teach this doctrine, where they will say that faith is a work, and they'll try to lump that in the same category. But let's read the whole passage here to see what it's really saying. John chapter 6, I'm going to start at verse 27. It says, labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed. Then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. So Jesus' response to the question, what may we do that we may work the works of God, is to believe on him whom he hath sent. So they'll say, well, see, Jesus said that the work of God is to believe on him who has sent. That means faith is a work. But what they're missing is that that is in response to what they were asking, because they were asking about the works of God. Okay, they said, what should we do to work the works of God? These people weren't saved. And as the Bible talks about in Hebrews chapter 6, the Bible talks about how the works that unsaved people do are dead works, right? Like it says in Isaiah 64, that our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, okay? The works and the righteousness somebody that's unsaved does is means nothing to God, because they're not even a child of God, okay? It's all going to be burned up. So what somebody has to do before they start doing good works for God is to believe on Jesus Christ in order to be saved. So the only reason why he says this is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he has sent, is because of the fact that that's what they were asking him. It's very similar to the passage, I believe it's in Matthew 19, and there's other parallel passages in Mark, I believe Mark chapter 10, and forget where in the book of Luke, but where, if it is in the book of Luke, where somebody asks, you know, what good thing might I do that I might inherit eternal life? And Jesus responds by saying, you know, there is none good but one, that is God. But he says, if you would enter into life, you know, keep the commandments. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to keep the commandments to be saved, but basically he's just responding to what that man's question was. Because in the book of Luke, I believe it might be chapter 19, I could be wrong, but in the book of Luke version of that, he says basically that, or the Bible tells us that he's trying to justify himself. And of course, we know that because he's saying, you know, what good thing should I do to inherit eternal life? So that guy's basically already coming at Jesus with a false assumption that you have to do something good, and he's trying to justify himself, as the book of Luke says. So Jesus just tells him, you know, if you want to justify yourself, if you want to do something good to get to heaven, then you have to keep all the commandments. And as we saw, you know, he went away being sorrowful because, you know, he didn't want to give up his riches and you know, follow Jesus. So that shows, of course, that the Bible teaches that all are sinners and we can't be perfect and we can never be righteous by keeping the law. That's why Jesus said in response first to that guy that there is none good but one, that is God. So it's kind of a similar thing right here in John chapter 6 when he says, this is the work of God that you believe on him whom he hath sent, in just in response to the question of working the works of God. But in the sense of, you know, good deeds and works and in the sense of being saved and going to heaven, the Bible tells us that faith is separate from works, okay? That Calvinists are wrong, you know, in this trying to lump these two things together and trying to teach that, you know, both of these things are just an evidence of salvation. Because the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 11, verse 6, it says, if it be by grace, then it is no more of works. Otherwise, work is no more work, or otherwise grace is no more grace. And if it be of works, then it is no more of grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. So that shows us that grace and works cannot be mixed together in any way, because the Bible tells us that we are saved by grace through faith, okay? The Bible says, you know, the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men. So grace is something that brings salvation according to the Bible, but the Bible says we're not saved by works, okay? So there's not any mixing between these two. The Bible says, yes, grace, no works. And the Bible says, if it's of grace, that means it's not of works. So how can somebody say that faith is a work, or doing, or having faith in Jesus is doing works, as what a lot of Calvinists will say? I even had some people comment that in my previous videos, when the Bible clearly tells us that we're saved by grace through faith, that faith is what gives us access into grace. You know, Romans chapter 5, the Bible clearly separates them in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 to 9. The Bible says in Romans 3, verse 28, therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deed of the law. So having faith is not a deed of the law. Having faith is not a work. Having faith is not doing something good to earn your way into heaven, okay? Believing in Jesus is not earning your way into heaven, just because it's a condition. Because Calvinists don't understand that just because there's a condition involved, that it is conditional election, not unconditional election. I already proved that in previous video. That doesn't mean that you're earning your way into heaven, okay? We don't earn our salvation. Believing in Jesus is not earning our salvation. That's why the Bible says in Romans chapter 4, verses 5 to 6, to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Even as David also describeth the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. So the Bible tells us that it is possible for somebody to work not and yet believe on him that justifieth the ungodly. So again, faith is not a work, because if that were true, if faith is in the same category as works and it's a good deed and believing is earning your way into heaven, as some Calvinists will say, then that would make no sense, because the Bible talks about somebody who works not yet believes in Romans 4 verse 5. So again, as we've shown several times throughout this series, Calvinists just don't believe the Bible. I'm going to try and pull up the comment I had where some Calvinist was trying to say this garbage or teach this garbage. But anyway, the Bible, in the meantime, salvation is a gift, the Bible says. So because it's a gift, that means it's very clearly not by works. But salvation is also by faith, okay? So just because it's a gift, because Calvinists will, you know, they'll say, oh yeah, well, we agree that, you know, salvation is a gift, but they believe that that means God just gives it to you without you doing anything at all, okay? Basically, that he just throws the gift at you and there's nothing you can do to stop it and you're going to get it anyway. Basically, there's no condition to receive the gift. Now, we believe that salvation is a gift and it's not something that's earned or worked for, but you do have to believe and you have to ask Jesus to save you, okay, by calling on the name of the Lord. That is what makes you basically get the gift. That's why the Bible says, whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. See, the gift of eternal life is offered to all, but we have to make the choice to believe in Jesus. It's just like if I were to offer this Bible to you as a gift, and that's the example I usually use when soul winning, of a Bible. You know, if I offer a Bible, so I'll give this to anybody who wants it, right? I'll give this to anybody, you know, whosoever will, let him come and take this gift, right, this Bible. And then somebody comes to me and they say, you know, I believe that you're going to give that Bible to me. Can I have it? Okay. And I'm not going to say, well, no, because now you're working for it, so it's not a gift anymore, because they asked for it. Okay. Unless you're insane, okay, you would understand that asking for a gift does not mean you earned it or worked for it, okay? That just means you're receiving it, okay? Because you actually have to go and get it. You have to come to the, like the Bible says, you have to come to Jesus. You have to believe in him. You have to trust in him in order to get the gift. It's not just he gives it to you and there's nothing you can do to stop it and you already have it before you even believe that you have that, you even know what the gift is. That doesn't make any sense. So the Bible also says, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 to 13. The Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. It says that, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord in verse 13. So the Bible makes it very clear that you have to believe in your heart. And once you believe in your heart, you confess that with your mouth and you call upon the name of the Lord. And again, calling upon the name of the Lord is not working for it. It's not earning it, like some foolish Calvinists will say, because John said in, I'm sorry, Jesus said in John chapter 4, verse 10, it says, Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, which we know what that is in other places, the Bible says salvation is a gift of God. In Ephesians chapter 2, the Bible says the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. In Romans chapter 6, it says, if thou knewest the gift of God and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. So he says, okay, so if you know what the gift of God is, eternal life, and you know who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, that's Jesus. So if you know Jesus, you know who he is, you believe that he's the Son of God, he is the Christ, etc., and you believe, that he will give you the gift of God, it says basically you would ask him and he would give thee living water. So he says he's going to give you the living water, which in the context is referring to eternal life, as it says in verse 14, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. He says, well, first you have to ask for it. Okay. So if you know the gift and you ask him, he would give it to you. But Calvinists believe that no, if you're asking for it, you're working for it now. Somehow you're earning it. Somehow you're adding to salvation because you're adding a condition to it. A condition does not mean you're working for it. Okay. That's foolishness. So all these verses and more prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that salvation, yes, it's a gift. It's not earned by any good works or deeds, but there is a condition. That condition is faith. But faith is not a work. Faith is not working for it. The Bible tells us that very clearly. Okay, if you believe and you ask Jesus to save you, that does not mean you earn that gift in any way, shape, or form. So I want to read the comment that was posted on one of my previous videos, just as an example of this foolishness that Calvinists will say. I didn't want to respond to him because I wanted to make this video instead to call this out. Let's see. Sorry, because I'm filming on my phone, I have it like resting against my computer, so I have to find where this guy is. Thumbs up. Okay, let's see. Okay, so well, I don't know if this is I think there might have been several, but there is one person. The name is Dumb Cat. It is pretty dumb. If I have to take action, ask to be saved, and if I do not take that action, I will not be saved, then aren't I essentially saving myself? No. That again, that's stupid. That would be like, again, if I offer this Bible and I say, I'll give this Bible to anybody who asks for it, and then you come up and you ask for it, and I give it to you. That would be like you saying, "Oh, I bought this Bible myself." No, you didn't. You didn't earn it. You didn't work for it. You didn't pay for it. I paid for it. I'm giving it to you because you asked for it. That's stupid. So, there was another person, I believe, who said this. Let's see. Maybe the comment was deleted or something. I thought there was another person who, maybe it was this guy. Oh, no.
see. Yeah, I don't know where I thought there was another comment that I'm saying. Oh wait, maybe it's because okay, I haven't responded. Okay, yeah, I believe I might have responded to this guy, that's why. Sorry, I know this part's kind of boring, but I'm trying to find this comment. Well, there is this. Okay, so this guy said something about sinner's prayer or whatever. Anyway, well, I don't think I could find it. I thought there was a comment. Maybe I'm losing my mind. I guess not. Or maybe they deleted it, or I deleted it, and I forgot. But anyway, yeah. So there's been people who have tried to argue against these videos I made in the last few weeks about Calvinism. But the Bible's clear. The Bible says, if you know the gift of God, you ask Him and He gives you living water. So that's not working for it. So if you think, well, I'm working my way to heaven by believing in Jesus, then you're a fool because that's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible says that to him that worketh not, but believeth. So that means believing is not working because otherwise that statement wouldn't be true. So you have to, believe the Bible, actually believe what the Bible says and stop believing all the writings of these foolish theologians. And, this is what I've noticed a lot, from Calvinists is that they don't actually believe the Bible, they believe man-made theology. And this is probably something I'll address a little bit in the next video, which is about the wickedness of Calvinism. Because obviously teaching false doctrine is wicked, but there's other just problems with Calvinism besides the fact that it's wrong in terms of like doctrine of like how we're saved and things of that nature. But also, Calvinism causes people to be lazy when it comes to soul winning. It makes people believe that God just ordains evil. Okay, there was a lot of Calvinists who believed that all the wickedness that goes on in the world was ordained by God. The fact that Calvinists typically use false Bible versions that take verses out of the Bible and things like that. And then just another thing is that they just don't get their doctrine based on the Bible. It leads people astray because this Calvinist mentality is to, well, we're going to believe what, John Calvin and John Knox and Charles Spurgeon and all these, Calvinist theologians, Matthew Henriette, I don't know if he's a Calvinist or whatever, but all these like famous, people written commentaries and things like that. That's where they get their doctrine from and not the Word of God. So we ought to base what we believe on the Bible because this is, what Jesus Christ taught and said, this is the inspiration of God, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. Every Christian out there will give lip service to believing the Bible is the word of God, but then they get all their beliefs and their doctrines from their traditions and their theology, and they'll be like, oh, you're so uneducated because you don't know all these stupid theological terms and all this, garbage or whatever. But I mean, at least I understand that if the Bible says to him that believeth, or him that worketh not, but believeth on him and justifieth the ungodly, that means that believing is not a work. Okay, it's simple, and you would know that if you actually read and believed the Bible and were actually saved and had the Holy Spirit of God, instead of getting your beliefs from a book written by man, when this is the book that is written by God, the Holy Bible. So that's it for today. God bless you. And how do I stop this video? Again, I'm doing it on my phone. Okay. There we go. All right, goodbye.